We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about animal encounters, because a bear... Whoa. This sounds like the beginning of a joke, but a bear walked into 7-Eleven.
Well, I can't wait to hear how this is.
A worker at 7-Eleven in California said a bear was rummaging through the store's garbage cans. She went inside to call 911.
He needed his bear necessities.
Oh, my God, Aaron. Oh, will you please leave that to T-Hack? No. Do not.
Yeah, grow up.
We don't need two punny people on the show.
The bear necessities. That's cool.
She went inside to call 911. I'm just going to try to power through.
Okay. Okay.
Then the bear opened the door and followed her inside.
Ooh, whoa.
I believe she sprayed the bear with hand sanitizer.
They're still doing hand sanitizer at 7-Eleven.
Which is essentially just alcohol, right?
Yeah, basically.
Sir, can you put on a mask, please?
I saw a picture. It was not a little bear.
Oh, it was like a teen?
Yeah, it was a pretty good size. They were able to use rubber bullets to scare the bear away.
That's to get it out of this.
I don't like the idea of the bear opening the door.
Do you understand that bears are not dumb?
They're so wicked.
Bears can get inside your car.
Yeah.
And when they get the bad thing about a bear, every time I say bear, I think I'm turning into Dwight Schrute. Bears, beats, battles. Yeah. They can get in a car. They have a hard time getting out.
Yeah.
So if the door closes, like the outside door is easy for them to paw, but they can't figure out
And then if you have like the roll down window too, that takes a little bit.
Who is, you don't have the electrics. You couldn't afford the electric.
Where's your fob, idiot? So then they will tear the crap out of your car once they're inside.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed they would do with a door, too, is just come and just smash it. I don't like it. They wipe their feet and they just gently open
the
door.
They're good at in and they're bad at out. Yeah. I'm not an animal, but like when I did the test drive in the Tesla, the door handle's weird to get in. You like push on it and it pops out and you get in. You're like, ooh, that's cool. Then once you're inside the car, I got done with the test drive.
You didn't know how to get
out? I had no idea how to get out.
I'm a bear.
I pooped in there. I ate some donuts. So we want to hear your encounters with animals. They can be positive.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, if you had like, there's people, my parents have a very charming relationship with a squirrel.
Wow.
It's like a friend.
They feed it and it comes around.
And it's a friend of theirs. It like, if they haven't set peanuts out, it comes to like the screen door and just kind of like,
what the hell?
Scratches a few times.
It's their favorite child.
It 100% is at this point.
They don't have the same reaction when you do that.
No, I'm standing outside scratching on the door. They're like, you set some makers out here?
That squirrel's going to be the executor of the will.
But we want to hear like if you've had a fun or not so fun animal encounter. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. The other one that I have, and I don't know if this would, do we want these? My friend Ben had an animal encounter, a smaller deer.
Oh no.
Ran out in front of his car the other day.
Oh.
And it got trapped in his headlights. You know, it's a true thing. Like that. The deer will just like go, what is that? And they just get fascinated. He didn't have time. And he hit it. The problem is, the deer sort of exploded underneath his car. So even now, like a month later,
still
there's, his car, when it gets warm, smells like burning deer intestine.
Actually, that smells good.
No. Deer, dress that out. Venison,
yeah.
Good. Intestine?
Oh, sausage?
Not good. Because okay. He had to like put some windshield wiper fluid in the other day, popped his hood, and he almost threw up.
Oh, man. You bastard.
But he took his car home and made his one son like get under there and pull as much intestine from underneath.
Oh, man.
What about you guys? Who's got an animal encounter story?
We had one at our old house. We had some mice, and my wife was pregnant at the time, and I was at a gig, at a DJ gig, so it was really late at night, and she texted me, the mice are back, because we had gotten rid of one, but there were more, and she ended...
You thought you got rid of one, and your mice problem was over?
Yeah. I'm not what they call outdoorsy.
There's never one mouse, my friend.
Yeah, so she found more. We have two chihuahuas. They did absolutely nothing. And so she's pregnant at the time, freaking out because she's like, what are they carrying? I can't get sick or whatever. She ended up catching the mice using Solo cups. She had red Solo cups.
Damn,
and
she's like, Rambo.
She's a ninja.
I know. That's came home badass. And she had the red bandana on and
So they were under cups.
Yes. Yeah.
And then how are you going to get them out of the house?
We slid like a cardboard underneath the cup, and then I took them out when I got home.
Took them out and what? Set them free?
Yeah.
They're inside mice. They came right back in.
Yeah.
However they got in before.
Well,
they
my
got
wife
in
knows
again.
How to catch them.
And you get the manly part about letting them free out of the water.
The worst part is because I was just gone. I couldn't leave. I was working, and I just know my pregnant wife is at home trapping mice. How have I provided for her in any way?
Did you ever think about shaking the cup?
No.
Confusing them a bit before.
No, because then we
could have shook it hard.
Oh.
Well, you're not supposed to shake.
No, who cares? You don't want that mouse coming back. You're going to put a trap down. You're going to do... Oh, you want the trap to kill it, not you?
You
got
to drive it to the next neighborhood over.
Oh, my God, yes. I would not, no.
You don't drive it.
Yeah, we got traps and we found more. And so, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Aaron, what was yours?
I don't have any negative ones. I have swam with sharks, which was really fun. I love sharks.
You got to swim with sharks?
Yeah.
Was it a paid encounter or you just lucked into it?
No, just out in the wilderness. Yeah,
okay, I don't think it was in the wilderness.
Well, no. It was off the keys.
I see you in the forest.
To my Estes Park, I had some Laffy Taffy, and there was a couple sharks, so we swam. For a minute. Were you scared?
No, I love sharks.
But they were nice sharks.
Like nurse sharks or...
Lemon shark and a Caribbean reef shark.
Yeah, it's hard to be tough when you're labeled lemon.
I'm a lion shark.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so if you've got an animal encounter, so the other one that I really wanted to do, like this kid was out for a walk with a backpack. He had his teddy bear in the back, fell out, bent over to pick up the teddy bear. Like, what was it, an owl or a hawk? Something like, because it thought it was like.
You're right. Did the swoop
for the
in?
Longest time when we first got Moxie.
You're right.
You, like, the owls Smart. Came back to my house.
Yes.
You could hear them on my roof at night.
Dude.
Like, and the owls in my neighborhood.
Just waiting.
Oh, yeah.
They're so smart. They're so scary, but birds are so smart.
Yes. And they stopped eating the rabbits and went after your dog.
They definitely hung out long, like, to figure out if she needed to poop in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And they were right on the corner of the house, right where we would take her out.
Oh, they would have snatched her up. And...
Have you ever seen an owl when they, like, I'd never seen one up front or up close. Like, their head can absolutely swivel 360 degrees, which is freaky. Their eyes glow 100% at night.
At night, their eye vision is perfect.
And then when they take off.
Yes.
Like, the owl is not a big one. I don't know what kind of owls they are. But their wingspan, it was like 10 feet. It was just...
And silent. And those...
Completely silent.
And those talons on those...
When they move into my neighborhood, there's way less bunnies for sure.
Oh, well, send them to my neighborhood.
Send them over there. All right, so if you've had an animal encounter, 303-222-5423.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slacker and Steve.
We are talking about animal encounters.
Yeah, good ones, bad ones.
Sharks in the forest.
That's what actually happened to Aaron, apparently. She swam with him in the forest.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Animal encounters, what's yours?
Yeah, so my sophomore year of college, me and my roommate lived in a dorm. We lived on the first floor. It was really hot that night, so we left the window open. We woke up at about 7 a.m. to a squirrel that had entered our window and was snacking on some of our snacks that we had in our room.
Oh, fun.
So they yes. Eventually animals, like if you've ever been like in a foreign country or like a city with a lot of tourists, the birds, the squirrels all know that the tourists are like not good with their food. And they'll just, yeah. they'll wander up to the table and grab stuff. And it's, I imagine at a college, you're like, these guys are drunk. I can still, they leave their windows open. I can steal their food. Like the squirrels are not stupid.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. So we woke up to a dirty squirrel eating our snacks, and we both freaked out, and I'm not a fan of squirrels at all.
Yeah.
As cute as they are, they're just a rat with a better tail.
And wicked smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And wicked rabbit also.
There's that too.
He's got a better press agent than the other rodents, but that's a great story. Thank you, Elizabeth. Chris.
Yai.
Yai. Animal encounter. What was yours?
I went hiking in the Collegiate Peaks with my ex-girlfriend, and I was cutting some firewood, and something darted across the trail, and my girlfriend said, "What was that?" Oh, and I said, "I don't know, but it was big and brown, and it ran up the hill."
Ooh.
So I said, "Don't worry about it." I thought it was a deer.
Oh, God.
Couple of minutes later, the brush is rustling again, and I see a mountain lion bounding out of the brush onto the trail, headed right for the area where I was cutting the wood.
It was going back to attack you?
Out behind it.
Oh, my God.
No. A second one. It was running from the second one that popped out behind it.
Oh, get out.
Was that a mating thing?
No. I said, "Get in the tent," just because I thought out of sight, out of mind. And I knew running was bad, so I took nice long strides across the trail toward the tent.
Oh, my God.
And just before I ducked in the clearing, just past where I was cutting the wood, the first one reared.
Ooh.
And the second one jumped up to meet it, and they started batting at each other. It was the most wild thing I've ever seen in my life.
Slacker might be right. Two males probably fighting over territory or something. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the reason you survived, that's why she's an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, she like pushed you down. She's like, "I don't have to outrun the mountain lion. I just got to outrun you."
Yes.
Oh, that is a true flow, by the way. If you really need to survive, hopefully you got somebody with you who's a little bit slower.
No wonder it won't take me out to the woods.
Let's go, Steve. You want to go camping this weekend? You're what's called bait.
I guess.
Tammy?
Hi.
Hi.
Animal encounter. What was yours?
In my old house, we had one mouse that would come in the garage, up the wall, through the hallway, to the kitchen, under the refrigerator, and I would hear him. So I put a piece of cheese out, and I would just watch him eat the cheese. I didn't want to kill him or anything. It was just amusing.
Tammy, there's never one mouse, though, and they're vile, like, nasty.
I know, but I've only seen one, and maybe different ones. But only one at a time.
Because you know the markings on your one special cheese eating.
And you knew the path, the exact path it took to get
I know,
to.
It's like...
It was fascinating to watch him just come out and nibble it. And he would just stare at me.
Because he's like, "What's wrong with you? You should be trying to kill me.
Well,
this is how this
exactly.
works. I sneak in, you kill me. It's the circle of life." Kathy?
Hi, yay.
Yay. Animal encounters, what do you got?
Okay, my boyfriend at the time and I were coming home from a really fun party, and it was like 4 in the morning.
Oof.
and the car in front of me, I was about two car lengths behind this car, and the car in front of me hit a skunk. And for a split second, we saw it flopping, and then I hit it, and it exploded under my car.
Oh, no, not under.
You got the brunt.
Under my car. Oh, my God. The whole car, the inside of the car.
Yeah, you just got to report that bad boy is stolen.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to run that thing right off a cliff, because you're never getting that smell out.
They say tomato juice.
No, that's a big lie brought on by the Campbell's Tomato Juice Company.
It's the Bloody Mary mix, people.
Bloody Mary mix, that's what works. Thank you. Leslie.
Hi.
Animal encounter, what was yours?
Okay, so I live in the suburbs of Littleton, and a few summers ago, we had a bear that was living in our backyard.
What?
So I kind of had high anxiety over that.
Okay.
And then we went camping in Grand Lake one weekend, and when we went to our campsite, they made us sign this waiver about bears and moose being at the campground.
Ooh.
And that we were going to be in a tent site that was very populated by the bears and moose. So I was really freaked out, and my daughter and I stayed in my husband's truck and made him set up the tent alone at 9 o'clock at night because I was so afraid of animals coming. Then we wake up. Well, I wake up. I probably wasn't sleeping actually at all. I probably stayed awake all night long with nervousness to a baby moose breathing in our open tent.
Oh, no.
You were so afraid of bears and moose that you left your tent open?
It seemed like it was well thought out. Anyway, you're really figuring your tent.
Yeah, I was wearing my hamburger underwear and just left the tent open. What could go wrong?
Why are there moose here? I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Leslie. Sarah.
Hi.
What was your animal encounter?
Okay, so a raccoon came into our house through the doggy door. My husband wakes me up, freaks out, gets some lunch meat to try to lure the raccoon out. I run out to the garage, grab a broom, went under the couch, started beating him with a broom.
Jesus.
And all the while, our three dogs ate the lunch meat.
Yeah, they're the protectors of the house. They're like, you just keep brooming that thing over there. Keep the lunch meat coming.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
TAC has committed the ultimate faux pas while shopping for the wacky tobacco.
Oh, man. Hey, you were... Okay,
I'm a rookie. I don't know anything about anything. It makes sense if I did this.
Yeah, TAC is a veteran.
Well, you go in, you ask for something. I know it's their job. They try to go, well, instead of getting this, why don't you try this brand or this whatever? And you're
like... Do they get kickbacks?
I don't know. I do wonder that because when I used to work at a sneaker store... We got a dollar for every insole we sold.
And oh, really?
Yeah. So whenever, at least that's how it used to be. When you buy shoes and they go, now you know these shoes are really nice, but the insoles are terrible. You got to replace them. You should buy this instead. It's because they're usually getting a kickback.
Dang.
Because there are liquor stores, not the one that I endorse, but other liquor stores that you go in there and they seriously try to move you. It's like, oh, you like Silver Oak? You'll love this. And then I listened to this person, bought into all the things they said to buy, and got it home, and it was all crap. And I found out that they make their own stuff.
And they
guide you towards it. And my ego was just fragile enough that day that I like, he wants to talk to me about wine. And I just bought everything he suggested, and it was just like, ugh.
Junk.
I don't even know what I would do with that wine. I wouldn't even cook with it.
That might be a selling strategy, because I remember they always would say too, when back at the sneaker store, when that someone would ask for a 10, you go back and if they're out of the 10, you're supposed to get a 10 in a similar style.
Smart.
So you never go back empty-handed. You're supposed to go, we don't have that, but we have this. And I hated doing it because I'm so particular with my shoes. If I want one thing and you come back with a different brand, it's like, what
it's
are you
not
do?
Even close.
Yeah.
Like,
could you bring back a 10 and a half and go, you might grow into
or
it?
Or that. Yeah. Some okay. of that. Like, well, let's just try this. And
the old suggestive.
Maybe
self.
If you slide an insole in here, that'll tighten up a little bit.
I'll get $2 in my fit. All right. So sorry. Like, so you're at the weed
and
store.
And they go, oh, will you try this instead? You know? And it's like, no, I'll get what I want to stick with what I want, you know? But they're kind of not dropping it, and you go, no, it's for a friend. I want this. Whoa, whoa, for a friend? No, it's for you.
You said the words, it's for a friend.
Yeah.
And they all shut it down, didn't they?
They did drop it pretty quick. But yeah, it was a faux pas. And it's like, I don't get it though, because how old do you think my friends are?
Like, do you're I not look- buying it for like a minor. Yeah. It's like, it's this kid I pick up from school.
Yeah, exactly.
You.
I'm part of the Big Brother program.
But they do like the wink, wink. They don't kick you out.
No.
They should kick you out.
They can.
I think.
They
yeah.
can?
For anything they want to, yeah.
But do they do this when you buy alcohol or anything else
no.
that's age restricted?
A firearm? Tobacco.
The trifecta.
I love that Steve immediately went to. They don't. Like, well, they do on firearms, Steve.
I could say
you don't roll into like Bass Pro Shops and go, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a buddy who's got some. He's a three-time felon.
It's his birthday.
His shoes would be putting it like that.
That's the no. But okay. Cigarettes, like you could roll up and go, pack yeah. a Marlboro for me, and then my friend really likes the menthols.
You're right.
Or if they go, instead of Marlboro, try this. And you go, no, my friend only smokes that. And
yeah, they would
go, get out of this 7-Eleven.
In fact, they wish I had more friends to buy yeah. more.
Let's go!
Yeah, I don't get why that's such a big thing. I mean, I get why technically it should be.
Why is it a thing?
It's
if you're selling it to T-Hack, especially with all due respect to you, buddy, and I love you. I imagine that when you roll into Euflora or whatever your current pot store of choice is,
okay.
you buy enough that they cannot possibly think that you're consuming it all yourself. There's no limit, right? You can go
there,
nuts.
No, there is a limit.
No.
It's pretty big, though, I think.
Yes.
It's like pretty
you can buy an insane amount. It's like
I could buy an ounce of pot per day.
That's an insane amount of pot.
It is.
And they see you, and like when you walk in, they're like, Steve, you're like Norm on Cheers. Like you walk in, and they know who you are, and they know there's no possible way you consumed the ounce you bought yesterday.
Yeah, I do. You can stock. I like to stock up so I don't have to keep going back. So you're right. If I was selling it to me, I'd be like, all right, this isn't all just
so
for
they
you.
Know that, but then there's this don't ask, don't tell BS policy.
Because it's technically it's federal offense, and they can get hammered with a fine so bad. So if you
they're
agree,
already doing a federal offense. They're already selling illegal yeah. thing.
But so remove that
so you're willing to break yeah. that
well,
law.
That's why they don't kick you out.
That's right. You can say, like, I'm having a party, and I need some people right. like...
You say the word friend, I would kick you out in a heartbeat. Just for saying, I don't care
but
what context.
Okay, so if they got to know you and you're a full-on, I imagine you're never an indica guy.
No.
You don't want to be in the couch, you want to be up.
Oh,
you're probably
right.
not even a hybrid. They know that you're a sativa MF-er.
Yes.
And you're all of a sudden in there, it's
you're
like,
right.
hey, I need some gummies. Like, you don't get gummies.
You're
not a gummy guy.
And you're always
you're like it's obvious you're not buying for you. It's like me rolling into Applejack and going, "What do you got in a white Zen?" They know I'm not drinking. They know I'm not drinking that.
But it's weird how they don't care if it's booze, but
at
yeah.
all,
yeah.
They'll give you suggestions on how to mix the booze for 100%. A big party
yeah.
or something.
Exactly. You could say, oh, "Well, I'm actually buying this as a surprise for my wife or whatever."
Yes.
You know, my friend.
But you can't see that in a weed store. That doesn't make...
It is kind of... but you
because they're hypocrites. I'm not, like, with all due respect to all you people at like, let's name them all. Starbucks, Green Solution. I'm trying to think of all the... By the way, why do they all clean highways? Is that just for the advertising?
Yeah, I know, right? That is actually brilliant. And it's the only advertising they can...
Because they can't put up a billboard? Is it illegal for them to own a billboard?
I've seen one. When they first brought it to Denver, there was one, like, in a... I've never.
There was an actual pot billboard.
In a part of town that I don't know what I was. I'm never in that part of town.
I was so stoned.
Because it's like when I'm stuck on 225, every mile marker is a different. It's like Euflora, then Green Solution, then Native Roots.
And you've seen how many people from those stores out there cleaning
never.
That
thing.
Right?
They don't have the motivation to get out there.
Absolutely. Exactly. And if they are, they're just sitting there.
I ran past. It's weird that this is coming up on the show. I can't remember where I was, but it was a pretty popular street, and the sign was like open. Like we could get it. And I was like, we could put Slacker and Steve up.
Oh, okay.
And then it's the stall that just happened. I'm like, Steve will never show up.
Well,
we just have to clean. I forget what road it is. We'd have to clean a little section.
Like how little? Are we talking like a mile?
Like a half mile.
Okay. On one side, just one ditch, not the other.
I think you got to do. I think you got to do both sides. But I think what the pot stores do, let's think about it. I think there are cleaning crews who do highway, and it's like, hey, they won't let you put up a billboard, but you pay us $5,000. We'll clean the highway. You get your name on the thing.
And you're right. Oh. It's actually smart. It's actually brilliant.
Because if you, like, legit, that's the reason. I don't smoke pot. I don't do this stuff. I know the names of every store because they buy every single this section of highway sign.
That you drive.
Yes. So would you be willing to either throw money at a section of highway?
So it'd be Slacker and Steve.
As the cleanup crew. Or we could put on orange jumpsuits and get high as hell. Throw the money at it, right?
Slacker and Steve.
So today we're tackling, I believe, that age-old question, is college worth it? She's got a kid graduating college, or graduating and is supposed to go to college. He might be having second thoughts. Janine?
Yay!
Yay! why don't you tell us, catch us up to speed on this. What's going on?
Okay, so my son is a senior in high school, and, you know, we've always told our kids, I mean, he has always told us that he wanted to go to college, and so we have always said to our kids, we'll support you, you know, whatever you want to do, so we're on the college track. He's got all these scholarships. He's accepted to a place that he wants to go. I'm not going to say, but it's, I mean, it's like, you know, smooth sailing. All he has to do is just get to the finish line, graduate, and, like, his next 4 years of college are almost totally taken care of. Like, almost full tuition, years. So, the other day, he came home from school, and he was like, Mom, I think I want to talk to you about something. And I was like, oh, crap. that's never good coming from your 18-year-old.
Nope.
So I was like, okay, what's up? And he said, I really feel strongly about not going to college. And I was like,
it's paid for. Okay. You gotta go.
Yeah. I'm like, no. In my head, I'm like, what are you talking about? But on the outside, I was like, okay. So what are you thinking? Like trade school, you know, gap year, what's going on? And he was like, no, I'm really feeling strongly about joining the Army.
Oh, wow. That just gave me chills. I didn't see that coming. So he wants.
I mean.
Okay.
He wants to get paid to learn a skill as opposed to you paying his tuition to learn a skill. Wait, I
don't know. I was so taken aback. Like, I just kind of sat there in stunned silence, just like, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Right.
I mean, it's not the worst of things that he could have said, right? I mean, it could have been a plethora of things. So anyway, he just said he feels like, you know, he loves our country. He wants to do something that shows that he loves our country and wants to, I just was like, oh my gosh, how do you say no to that? You know, I mean, he's always been very patriotic and just has had a deep love of everything that America stands for, freedom, liberty, all the things. And I mean, I just never thought this was going to be the path for him. So I'm so torn, like, as a parent, because I want to support him, of course. But in my mind, I'm like, you can freaking get killed. Like, oh my gosh, how can I say, yes, go ahead, son, go overseas and, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know what. I don't even know what he wants to do, like, in the Army. But, oh my gosh.
He wants to defend his country, which is sort of a noble thing. But it's like, oh, God, he's got just this. The cush life is sitting there for free.
Right.
And he doesn't want to take it.
And he's so close.
I know. Well, he has a cousin who went to UVA and ended up going ROTC and went into the Army.
Okay.
And I think that has had a big influence, you know, on his life. And he's seen he's a Black Hawk pilot. And, like, so he sees on the outside. I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't have a good intention, but he kind of sees, like, his cousin living this, like, kind of cool lifestyle. You know, he's a pilot. He, you know, flies these cool helicopters and. So, I don't know. I just feel so torn. Like, I don't know what advice to give him. Don't know if I should, like, make him go to college.
You can't. You're not going to be able to. Is there any part of you that's proud of him for this? Like,
oh gosh, yes. Okay. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm not, you
right.
know, I'm so proud of him. And like you said, that's very honor. It's a very honorable thing to want to do. And for goodness sakes, if we didn't have those people, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Right.
I'm appreciative for people who serve in the military.
Well, and I don't know how to say this any other way than to just say it. It's probably your or your husband's fault. You love of country comes from, and the willingness to serve your country comes from your parents. You know what I mean? Like, you've obviously given him some values that you didn't realize stuck as hard as they stuck. So,
right.
Oh my God, but that's such a, as a hard, you got a cush life of like free college. So like there's extra money laying around for beer and fun.
Yeah.
Or there's,
okay, but you're not selling it to me on that point.
No, I know. But like, here's, we need military moms to call 303-222-5423. Like, I think this is great. There's a sentence that I'm struggling to say, and I don't, a lot of people who go to the armed forces are the people who don't have the other opportunities that your son has.
There's that.
Right.
And a lot of the young men need their asses kicked. That's a big
reason
why.
Right, that's why they go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound like he does.
He was on a great path. He was on a great, smart path. Not that this isn't.
But this makes it so honor. I don't want anybody to think that I think the military is a bunch of misfits and losers. I don't think that. I'm just saying that a lot of people's, it's the way they break out of their upbringing and break out
out of a cycle or something that may have been a generational thing that they see. This is my out. I can be somebody. I can do something. I can have a career.
But your son has it laid out for him.
Yeah, usually it's coming from a broken home or a home without means. And you've given him all the means, yet now he...
Oh, Janine, do us a favor. Why don't you hang on? We're going to talk about you behind your back. Don't move.
Okay, she's awesome. I like
She's amazing. Like, what a great mom. But how do you tell... You can't do that because what? It's not honorable? It's totally... It's not the right thing to do.
And I know she said to us... Never saw this coming. I never thought in a million years it would be that's what he would say.
I thought he was going to be like me and be like, I want to get on a tour bus or I want to be a fashion designer. Like,
throw away this great opportunity.
But he wants to just.
That's awesome. He's going to find, he found someone to pay him
you?
To learn a skill. I took the soft O's.
Would you recommend somebody go in?
I would. You just got to go in for the right reasons, and you have to be prepared.
Who's got more right reasons than a kid who's not been drafted, who isn't being forced as a part of like a sentence or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, Janine needs all of our help. Like, you can't force the kid to go to college, even though it's paid for.
I know.
100%. He's been accepted to the right university. It's pretty much covered.
Oh, you know what? It sounds like that's all mom's dream. He's been fulfilling mom's dream this whole
time. It's every parent's dream to get him through it, get a certificate that they can get a job with, and not be broke.
And the fact that, they were able to pay for his education.
All right, so should Janine, how does she intervene to talk her kid into not going into the Army, or should she encourage him to go into the Army? 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we were talking to Janine, and she's got a son who's going to be going into college next year, and pretty much with his grades and everything else, it's paid for.
It really is, and it's a great life path for him. But then all of a sudden, he went to mom the other day and goes, you know what? Nah, I want to go into the Army. I want to go represent our country instead. And she's proud of him, but now we just want to worry about him.
You could get killed, one. But, I mean, your life is set. You've got all, it's, she said pretty much all 4 years are paid for at a college he wanted to go to up until.
That's huge.
Both things are great. And
she thinks that he might be throwing away the other path for this path. And
that's where it gets weird. Yeah. So Vic.
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
Hey man, I joined the Army when I was 17. I couldn't sign the paperwork till I was 18. My parents knew nothing about it. I told him after I joined, and honestly, it's the best thing that I've ever done.
No kidding.
Really?
The Army has a GI Bill, which gives you college money after.
Yep. They pay you a...
And my family was so proud, like...
Wow. But his college is paid for, so he doesn't have to do what you did.
But he could go serve his country and still have college afterwards.
Yeah.
Is that how it works then, usually? Yeah, you do the GI Bill after you get out of the...
Yeah. So how long are you in before you get to go to college?
You pay for it for a year. You pay $100 a month for a year. And that gives you, I ended up with $70,000 for college.
That's like stealing.
Okay.
For $1,200 that I paid.
Wow.
Nice, Vic.
You're a successful, functioning member of society now, and you think the Army had to do with that?
Yeah. I'm an honorably discharged veteran. I was combat armed. I was a tanker in the Army. Dang. I got to explore the country. I got to explore the world.
Wow.
And now I'm in my 30s, and I can still go to college if I want to.
Okay.
Or I can pass my GI Bill down to my kids.
You can do. I didn't know you could do that.
Oh my
too.
God! Now that's kind of cool. So it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay. You're making some good points. Thank you, Vic. It's hard to be mad at the kid for wanting to protect his country. I mean, right. It's like, no one can just jump on and go, "Oh my God, stupid!" Don't.
Right.
Jess.
Guy,
what do you think?
Okay, Semper Fi, I am a Marine, so I am going to talk to you from, like, the actual military standpoint.
Okay.
First, I would like to say not everybody in the Marine Corps, and I know you cleared up that we joined because we have our own.
I didn't want anybody to believe you're a bunch of losers.
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not, but there is reasons why you joined. So, one, yes, to show your commitment to your country, like, 100%, I'm the most patriotic woman you'll probably ever frickin' meet. but it also, what my advice would be is to convince him to go to school, because once he graduates with a degree, he can go in as an officer.
Oh.
And that gives him more job placement opportunities. Intimidating as a mother who has somebody in the military, because they'll have more control of what they do. Yeah, it still sucks.
Your phone is breaking up on us. A couple things. Thank you for your service, Jess.
Thanks,
and
Jess.
And like, I didn't think it, like, you don't go in as a grunt if you've already got a degree.
And it used to be called ROTC, where you go as an officer. Yeah, you put in some.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
Oh, boy, do I got news for you.
Yeah.
Here's what he needs to do. He needs to contact a recruiter. He can go to college, depending on what he's studying and all that. Get out, go in the military as an officer.
That's what a Marine just told us while you were calling in.
And
yeah.
And that college time counts towards his retirement time.
Get out. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, see, like, I didn't.
God, they have great incentive.
They really do.
Yeah.
And they want you, even though you're already 22 years old. Mm-hmm. That's like.
Educated now.
Oh, because I thought they just want the young, the 18-year-old, like, full of testosterone, but they'll take both.
All the way up to like 37 years old, I think.
Get
out. Okay. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate it.
Learning a lot.
I didn't. And I'd rather go in as an officer, me personally.
Right?
Jennifer.
Yes.
Yai.
Yai.
What do you think?
Yai. Well, I was thinking that there's no law that says that you're 18 when they join the military. I mean, he could always go to college for a year or a semester or whatever.
So many people are saying that.
Yeah.
We're just dumb.
Yeah.
I just assumed, like, they wanted 18-year-olds, and that's it.
He joined, and everybody called him Grandpa, but... But he loved it, and he went to college first, and so he's a pilot now, and
wow.
So it's great. But, I mean, also, there's nothing wrong with fighting for your country. It's not just for people that have a broken home or whatever. Like, if he's patriotic, like, that's what we need. This country needs that.
And again, we've cleared it up a little bit, but we want to keep reiterating that. We don't believe that of our military. We were just kind of saying it is a path for people who don't have the money or don't have the other path. This kid's just already got that path laid out. But if he feels patriotic, he can absolutely set that path aside.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Jennifer. But if he doesn't, he goes in a better spot. Laura.
Yay.
What do you think?
So there's two ways he could do this. He could go to college and then join the military as an officer.
Which a lot of people are saying.
Which makes a lot more money.
Oh, yeah.
Or he can go into the military as an enlisted And they will pay for all of his college courses as long as he's on active duty.
Yeah, that's wicked awesome.
It almost makes me want to join up.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for the calls. Like, you've honestly educated us. Mm-hmm. If you want to give us any more advice for Janine's kid, hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So there's a bunch of science we need to talk about today.
Science!
Where do we start? Do we start with the deodorant thing?
This is actually, you know what? It kind of makes sense.
Why wouldn't anybody tell us?
We've all been doing it wrong.
Everyone who puts on, it's not deodorant though. The headline is misleading. It says deodorant, you're doing it wrong. It's antiperspirant, you're doing wrong.
Oh, I don't, I'm just, yeah, deodorant.
You're deodorant?
I don't sweat that much. I don't need the white antiperspirant deodorant. I know you do, but I just, yeah.
That felt judgy.
I know you do.
You Leslie of all people.
You know, those of us who exert ourselves need something to stop the sweat.
Well, you guys move around and like, I don't.
You know how hard it is for me to not come at you for not sweating in your current state?
I don't even perspire. I don't even listen.
Are you serious? You don't sweat?
I don't move around hard enough to like even work up my heart rate to sweat.
But you do, because there are times, like, we talked about it the other day, when you get out of a chair, you're like...
Oh. Those are my sweat glands.
Okay. You really don't sweat.
I just use good old
deodorant. Oh, my God. Good for you.
Deodorant, yeah.
Have you ever had sweaty palms or sweaty feet?
No.
Even when you were an athlete or whatever?
No. Well, just from...
Just sweaty feet, maybe. Sweaty feet happen. Like it's almost like your legs sweat down into it. I don't think my feet.
Yeah.
Because I sweat like nobody's business. But
you stain. You're like, you can't wear a white T-shirt. You said because it stains.
Oh my God, my white clothes are just ridiculous. It's so gross.
Nicotine stain.
It does. It looks like that. And there's no amount of bleach that'll kill it.
Steve's whites look pristine.
They do. Like they're fresh out of the bag. And what sucks is my son has the same thing.
Oh, he inherited
that. You know what I've heard? Has anybody heard that some of the yellow stain is your antiperspirant's fault?
Oh, I have heard that, actually.
It's something in, it's like...
It's like a metal thing or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, aluminum or...
It leaves it on your...
Linoleum or...
That's not a metal. Yeah, somehow, because I started using the Degree... It's called Degree Black and White, and it's supposed to... It's like, won't leave yellow on your whites and won't leave white on your blacks.
And you said it.
Full on lie. I mean, because you know how it is when, like, do you put your deodorant on before you put your shirt on or after you put your shirt on?
I get out of the shower, I make sure I'm all dry, and then I'll apply deodorant.
You psychopath. Oh, but you're not using the white stuff.
No.
Because the white stuff, like, if you put it on before your shirt, then you're just like, you have to try to, like,
stretch
sneak
out
into your shirt
without,
like,
getting it.
Oh, yeah, because then you got,
and then
like,
a quick, like, pull down.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, because it looks like, I look like a zebra when I put my shirt on. Because, like, whoa, 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 because if you don't, you try to, dude.
Just watching you. Try.
You got to see, like, Aaron knows exactly what, because you, like, put one arm in and you're trying to cup your pit so it doesn't touch. And
cup
you're like,
your pit. And, like it.
It's, so I just put my shirt on and then go under.
But a fun fact, dryer sheets, get those off. So if you just like
shut your mouth,
rub like
a dryer sheet on it
on your deodorant stains,
and it'll take it off.
I never.
Okay. Wow, well, so you don't have any of these problems.
No, I didn't know you had all these problems.
And putting it on after you shower is actually, we're finding out that's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
Unless you showered at night, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They're saying apply your deodorant before you go to bed at night.
Antiperspirant.
Antiperspirant, because it soaks in. And don't worry about showering the next morning. It won't shower off.
Because it's soaked into your body. So I put it on. That's the other thing that I think I do wrong. I put it on right after I shower.
No, you're still...
And I don't know if we've talked about this before. I'm not much for drying off.
That's right. What are you...
I don't like that.
So when I put a shirt on...
Are you hairy?
It's kind of... Is that weird?
Yeah.
I just don't...
Dry off a little bit.
You're doing
I do.
It all
I
wrong.
Grab the towel and... Kind of
dry.
Wrap it around my waist.
You don't even. You air dry. You walk around and air dry.
I walk around, yeah. And then I step on my clothes that are sitting there, so I don't screw up the tile floor.
Okay.
Like I waddle
make a
out.
Path okay. Of,
yeah. No, I just shuffle with my feet. But since so then my feet are clean until they step on my dirty nasty underwear and my dirty nasty shirt,
which if you
shuffle across, have yellow stains on.
Correct. All of that is true.
And then your junk's getting mildewed because you're never dry. You're just always.
That is a thing that I just read about recently, that you boys should powder. Do you powder?
No, but you should.
I do every once in a while. You mean like baby powder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gold you bomb. Powder your junk.
Yeah, I like the tingle.
You can. There's a tingle.
Yeah, if you get.
I'm so confused.
Are we still talking about?
So I could never powder because it would make like a
room. Powder your junk.
Because yeah. I don't dry.
Right.
You're just doing it all wrong.
Is that weird? So yeah, I think antiperspirant's not as effective if you still have water under your pits.
Yeah.
And I definitely do. Although recently, let's just get it all on the table. I've started really trimming / almost completely shaving my armpits.
Your arm? That's wow. One thing I don't manscape.
Because I had like, you look at, you know what my chest hair looks like. Don't pretend you don't.
Well, let's see.
Yeah. So, I mean, I grow a lot
of
hair.
So it goes up into
the
pit.
To me, it feels like all that hair would hold the odor more. So if I get rid of the hair, then the antiperspirant's actually sticking to my skin and not the hair.
Oh.
So I kind of clean that up. So it's, when I had a lot of hair under there, it's even more damp as I put the stuff on. So it's just like nappy, and then I put the sticky stuff on, and then do the weird thing with my shirt. Yeah. Like I'm
every day this goes
every single day.
Just please dry with a towel. Just dry your whole
how
body.
How much,
it.
Though?
All
how
of
long
it.
Are you standing there drying? You guys all seriously dry your body completely.
Yeah.
A minute.
For God's
less
sake.
Less than a minute.
So you put like one leg up and like dry that whole leg.
The whole body. You do your hair first.
Who's got time?
I don't have any, so we're good. You work your way down.
Because I can't, if I dry my head, because I have like white terry cloth.
Oh, it just gets all it's closed
my,
up.
With the head shave thing, unless I shaved my head that day, it becomes just like, it looks like a snowstorm.
All right, start.
Because it all sticks.
I'll even do a leg up on the counter.
Yeah.
To really get.
Get in there.
Get up under there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one place you definitely want it to be dry.
Yeah.
You don't want it to look like cake batter when you powder yourself.
I don't powder myself. It's the same roux that I'm working under my armpits.
Oh, man, I used to love roux.
Oh,
my God. I'm going to try it tomorrow. I'm going to try it.
Yay.
But would it be weird? Yeah.
TikTok videos.
No, what I was
going
to say is I need to know if all these years of not drying, would anybody be willing to just smell my crotch real quick?
Why are you always looking at me?
I was really thinking Tia. He was almost ready to suggest.
We need an intern.
We're now accepting applications for interns.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's a couple things out there about what the all-around greatest, best, ultimate song is, which we're going to have a little thing with Steve, I'm afraid,
why?
On this one. And then the science behind a perfect hug. Let's start with the hug.
There's science to a hug.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know how it's going to be received in this room. Have we all hugged?
I don't think so.
No.
Mm-mm.
What?
I haven't hugged those two.
Ever? I've hugged you guys.
I've hugged Slacker for sure, but not T-Hack.
Yeah, I've hugged Slacker, but not Aaron.
And I only hugged you.
Yeah. And I wouldn't dare hug Steve.
When did you, like, you and I have made sort of a point to not hug. Have we hugged, like, at Children's or something? Where have we hugged?
Yeah. Yep. Children's Hospital. When I bailed you out that one night.
I was like, thanks, man. That was close.
Don't touch me.
I didn't touch enough. I think you're going to probably try to take this title from me, but I have been told repeatedly.
You're a good hugger.
That I'm an excellent hugger.
But you're a lecherous hugger because you go low instead of going.
I do not.
I thought you. Yeah,
I crisscross, I think. Yes. I go high on one side, low on the other. I don't like. Oh. I definitely don't. As a guy, guys never go high with both hands. You just can't.
I do. You just kind of pat her on the back.
I meant over her arms.
Oh, okay.
Because then your arms are around her neck. That's a weird way for a guy to hug.
That is weird, right?
Girls can hug a guy over.
I sometimes do under.
We all look like we're doing the YMCA. <now. laughs>
But if we both go under, does that work?
If you both go for the low?
Yeah, because then I get like under the shoulders kind of.
I always come in low on the left and high on the right.
Can you demonstrate? You guys, can you hug?
Yeah.
So I go like, hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Low on one side, yes. High on the other.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're the guy and you go high,
you can't go high.
You kind of look like you're slow dancing or something.
Yes,
you know,
it's the slow dance, like grab. The
I think that's more of like a romantic hug if the guy goes high and then the girl goes low.
It's, or but other the girl way has too. To go high.
She can go low too.
The guy dictates, can never go high.
Yeah, you. I wait for her to dictate where she's going, and then I go the other way. Right?
Really?
Is that what you're supposed to
do? When you kiss, do you do that, or do you have a direction?
Wow. Mm.
Or do you mean like she's looking for like a relationship, so then you go the other way?
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, like, I always tilt my head to the right, but I'm right-handed. So I feel like all guys, if they're going to kiss. And so what happens is, if with you being left-handed, do you have this tendency to go left?
I do, I think. And if I hug.
And then it's like both of your heads are going the same way. Yes. And you're like, bonk, and you hit faces.
And if you go the same way in a hug, now we're both.
It's yeah, you got. If you both tilted the way, you got to.
But she's okay. She can go. I can never go high on a. No,
you know what my favorite part of this whole conversation is?
What?
Where your arms go are literally no part of this whole discussion.
Oh, no. All right.
I just looked at it. It's like it doesn't really matter if it's crisscross neck waist. Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
They're saying the duration of a hug.
Oh, the length of time?
Yeah. I guarantee you pull out early.
I do like probably 2 beats. 1,001, 1,002.
That's way too soon, man.
Well,
it's got to be 5 to 10 seconds.
I don't want to, like, I don't want to get married.
If it's a real hug, though, because it's like, what? Why would you hug somebody?
Because they went first.
But give me a reason why you'd hug somebody.
I haven't seen, she hasn't seen.
There you go. That's one.
Yeah.
But if they're, like, sad, you can't, 1,001, 1,002. It's like, your sadness is worth this much contact. That feels really bad.
You're right.
You got to, like, hang.
Okay, like, not
5 seconds at least. It's not that long for somebody who just lost their dog, bro. Okay.
And then you do like the
you do a little back rub or something, like a
little pat.
Yeah.
You do the pat at the end.
It's not the length that you're doing the hug. It's knowing what's going to happen when this is over. Like, you're still sad. I didn't actually fix anything. Your dog still died.
But if you hug,
you know, like, that's what.
But you get credit for the hug. The reason I hug them is I get credit for it. They'll remember that. I get like. Value. I get some sort of there's they owe me.
Do you arch your back to keep your junk away from them?
Okay, yes. Guys have to. You better.
You do?
You better.
I didn't know that guys do that, because some women for sure arch their back to keep their boobs away.
You're right. They do the double pat.
That's not a hug. I could tell if you were arching your back. That would be weird. That would be gross.
I don't want to hug you again now.
Well, we didn't do a real hug. We were mostly demonstrating.
And it was a work hug.
Yeah, it's that,
and then we're done.
You just played pinball with his little hands.
You look like you're shifting on it.
Yeah, paddle shifters. Going around the corner. Anyway, 5 to 10 seconds is the thing.
10? Yes. On a stranger you've never met?
Well, I could go 10 on a stranger.
No, you can't.
I guarantee
a
you.
A female stranger?
Absolutely.
No.
I go 10, non-arched back.
You'll be doing 10.
Thrust, non-arched back.
No. And I'll have a roll of quarters in my pocket for laundry later. Oh my God, I wish I hadn't said that. God, I want that one back. All right, so the other really weird thing that we have to get to
science.
Is science says the best ultimate all-around song is this one. Here you go. If it works.
All around, meaning it hit all 5 categories that they were testing it.
I don't remember all the categories. They're basically saying, if there's a pattern in the music we listen to, they're broken into 5 blocks, morning, afternoon, evening, night, late night, early morning. We do prefer different types of music at different times of day. But every breath you take has musical qualities that allow it to drift through all blocks.
You can't dance to this thing. You can't make love to this or relations to this thing. That's why
you can't.
Sting.
You can't
you
relate
can't
to this song.
To any song Sting ever done?
Oh my God!
Absolutely
Sting is one of the greatest. Oh my God!
According to
his
who?
Stuff, the Dream of the Blue Turtles, the stuff he did with like Omar Akeem when he was like, oh my God, total dancey stuff.
It is yawn after yawn. The most grating, annoying song of all time is that one. But everything he does is slow to medium. You can't do it.
What was that song? Synchronicity. That song, Synchronicity? Oh, awesome song.
You can't do anything. It's just
oh, my
there.
God.
Oh, my God. What have you done to Synchronicity?
I've definitely hugged for longer than 10 seconds.
Slacker and Steve.
So this argument rages on in the studio about the ultimate all-around song. Science says we have different moods throughout the day. We want louder and faster music in the afternoon, danceable songs in the evening. And they said that this song is the ultimate song.
Louder and faster in the afternoon.
It's just that it transcends. It's not, it just, it's a little bit of every, like, this, let's jump in. How can you say you can't dance to a song that has a 2 and a 4 going like that?
Slacker, just putting a in
there. Will somebody back me up that you can dance to this song? Not, I'm not saying grind at the club, but you could dance to it.
Slow dance.
It's a very slow dance, but I don't know if I would want to because the lyrics are so creepy.
Thank you. There's another. Yes. Thanks, Aaron.
You don't dance to lyrics.
Every breath you take.
You dance to beats. Like this. Like.
What's the lyrics? Every breath you take and he's doing what? I'm going to be there.
I'll watch you.
Watch
I'll
you. Be watching worse.
It's not worse.
He's.
It's. Dude,
it's just a one creepy song.
And so Steve has a very unpopular opinion. By the way, you can back him up or not back him up at 51059. He says nothing the Police or Sting has ever done is good, danceable, relationable.
Can't do anything to it. It's just there.
Could
it's
you
just,
eat?
Something boring, yeah. If you're eating something boring, I see that's perfect soundtrack, eating something boring.
So as part of this argument that all of a sudden T-Hack comes off the turnbuckle,
yes.
And we have this new debate. He knows the actual best. Is it, what do you? What
yeah,
do you call
so
it?
So I guess the Police, "Every Breath You Take," they say that's the best all around song.
Okay.
I know what the greatest song ever,
ever.
Greatest.
Before you say what it is, explain why it's the greatest song ever.
I think it's been around for a long time, longer than you will realize. It's everyone loves it, all ages, all genders, all races. No one is ever mad when they hear this song.
Dude, every breath you take, it's all white pee. It's all
is it,
white
is it
bread.
Happy birthday?
No. That's a good one.
That's, I mean, nobody, who's mad? Unless it's the Chili's version where they all come out clapping.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That
okay.
was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the song?
The greatest song ever is Usher's Yeah.
How does that one go? Do we even play
Peace
that
up.
One?
Peace A-Town.
Oh, he's
oh,
got
this one.
He's
If this is your alarm in the morning, are you mad? If you hear this at lunchtime, are you mad? What about nighttime?
Wow.
You want to dance?
Oh, crap!
That's a good
What about in the shower getting ready for work?
You're right. Yeah,
it's
I can
a good
dance
pump
to
up.
It.
Yeah.
I can relations to it. Yeah.
Why don't you demo a little bit of that? I'd like to see you. I did a little dance to the other song. Why don't you... You know what? He's not wrong.
I know.
But what about...
Good call.
What's the other Yeah song that I'm thinking of? The one that everybody did?
Yeah.
What's the song that... It was the wedding walk down song.
Oh,
Yeah, three times. It's Chris Brown.
Oh, Chris Brown. Yeah,
How does
yeah,
it go
yeah.
again?
I gotta go find it. Hold on!
Is it better than the...
Is it really called Yeah, three times?
Yeah, 3X. So I don't know the official pronunciation. I've only seen it written.
Okay, here you go. So, like, I think this...
Oh, good beat.
That's the exact same beat as we just... That's every breath you take. Now all of a sudden you can dance. Where's the... Just get to it. Yeah, this part.
Move your body. Is that on the floor?
Yeah, that's it.
Where's the...
You last a while.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Girl, I want a girl,
Yeah.
Good song.
What can you do to this song, Steve?
Oh, you made it. Make it Liz.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So there's some stories about... Is anybody in this room been hurt doing... Everyone has been hurt, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
62% of humans have been hurt. Like,
yeah, somehow.
It's a dangerous act.
It is, because there's friction, there's...
Yep, there's a lot of physicality involved.
Wow, that is...
Not necessarily for all of us, Amber. Some of us had a little more sedentary style.
Why are you looking at me?
I was
Shiftless and idle, that's what, yeah.
So, we're going to read some of these things. There's...
I didn't know. Ladies can... tear things. I know guys can break that, but I didn't know ladies can tear.
I don't
tear
know it. How it breaks on a guy. We've actually had people call and say it's broken, but it's not.
It's a muscle, right?
It's not a, it's like a, it's more of a tear, right? It's like tendons tear.
Yeah, because it's essentially like
fibrous,
a tube that fills up with blood.
Sure.
And that part ruptures or whatever.
Okay.
But they say it's broken.
They call it broken. A broken. Which, yeah.
And that the ladies can tear like episiotomy like stuff or something.
For real?
Yeah.
Really?
That can.
News to me. I mean, I know that happens when you have a baby.
Right.
Yes. That can just. Or they can do it. They can either cut it or tear. Like, it depends on how you want your stitches to be.
But making the baby, I
the making of the babies, yeah. You can, it can happen during the making of the baby. This is a lot heavier than I wanted it to be. Like, I thought it should be a little more.
My bad.
A little more fun. Steve's right. It does say it can, you can break your pee-pee. One of the other common injuries during relations is if you happen to be using accoutrement, extra things or toys.
Oh, okay. What?
They can get.
Batteries or
lost?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, not that I know.
Hold on, Amber. I'm gonna pull up a chair. She was like, she said that with authority.
Yeah, I did. Nope.
I still buzzed during TSA checks. No, yeah, because there's been like I know people who work at hospitals and that.
Oh,
because yeah. I mean, a lot of times when you lose a toy, you don't want it. Like you hope for the longest amount of time it's gonna like. Sort itself out. So sometimes they don't go to the hospital for days.
Yeah.
Because you don't. It's embarrassing.
It is.
You don't want to go in and go like, I don't know. I was sitting down near something. It's like okay. What happened was we just got overzealous and it's gone.
God.
And they have to go in and
no.
What?
Fish it out. Has anyone? I have a story of a man who ate spicy food. A lot of hot sauce.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
And then he did her a favor.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, it didn't.
And he literally burned.
Yep.
It burned. Like, there was enough capsaicin left in his mouth. Like, I've definitely done that.
Capsaicin?
Well, I've like.
The jalapeno.
Yes, I've cooked a meal. And then I got it too. Like I was touching everything. Like I cooked with jalapenos and then just.
Excuse yourself to be by yourself.
No, oh. It was just like we were getting and like.
Oh.
I'm touching her, touching me.
Ghost and pepper then, and stuff?
No.
The cooking made you hot and then correct. The cooking made you hot.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And much like a lot of different, like it doesn't, you don't know right away. It's a, like it starts to creep up on you and you're like.
Yep.
I'm wondering if it's like from oh my God, this is so pleasurable. And that's maybe why I'm feeling like whooshy. And then you're like, it goes from feeling whooshy to like, oh my God, I'm on fire.
I don't like whooshy.
No. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, wow, this is feeling, there's like there's an energy. Uh-huh. And then you're like, this is not an energy. Right. This is a burn. This is awful. That's skin.
Yeah.
Is probably the most sensitive skin on your body. It's one of the worst things. I've given myself the friction burn.
Oh, like yeah. Your knee burn, your rug burn, knee burn?
Yeah, except.
Except what?
On it.
Ow! Oh.
On it?
Yeah.
Jesus. Were you dragging? What? What?
Do we have to know?
Right, yeah, good. I don't want the visual. You're right.
She could have been just a little closer to the edge. And then I wouldn't have been going across the couch to get where I...
Yeah, that cloth couch especially, you don't want
to... It was a cloth couch. Yeah. And I just want to say this, I may have told that story before on the air, but if you're a realtor, Ben...
Oh, that's right.
You have that couch.
That's right. You gave it to our...
Not on the chaise part, okay. But two cushions over. I don't want you to sit in that seat the same ever again, because I got it.
Yeah.
So another person, this is damage doing the deed, by the way. Another person had an allergic reaction to his ending.
His own ending?
Like his ending, she ingested.
Oh, okay. And then found out she...
And then, like, she's allergic to penicillin, and he was on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're ingesting whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Yikes.
So there was she's so severely allergic that she broke out in hives and the whole thing just from doing him a solid.
If he was on penicillin, that means he had some sort of S.
Well, we had a whole, he could be on it for, it's not just.
All right, you're right. Yeah.
Penicillin, it's not just for the clap. You're welcome, whoever manufactures it. I just gave you your... Yeah, it can be for like a virus.
Man,
like
she
a
Z-pack
is penicillin.
Okay.
Yeah, or can be.
And she broke it because she...
Yes,
did,
she... Yes.
Yikes. You break up with her then because she's no...
Yeah, it's like I can't even be with you. We've also got stories about people with braces. You can imagine what goes wrong there.
Oh, no.
But instead of reading these, we want to hear yours. What happened to you while you were doing the deed? Damage doing the deed. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for people who have hurt themselves while having relations.
Yeah.
We call it damage doing the deed.
Oh.
Sammy?
Hi.
Hi. Damage doing the deed. What happened to you?
So I was hooking up with this dude for the first time ever, and he did not trim his fingernails, and so he kind of sliced me down there, and we had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, oh what?
Yeah, it was terrible.
What kind of finger? What? What? Like?
Yeah, he was just going too hard. He was just real excited. I don't know.
Were they able to, like, put you back together?
I didn't even, like, they couldn't even put stitches down there, so they were pretty much like, yeah, you gotta just, like...
Tough it out?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it sucked.
Everything
is... 2 months before I, like, wasn't in pain going to the bathroom.
Did you rub a guy's finger?
And from here on out, you're like, let me see your finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow.
Gross. Thank you for the call, Sammy. Haley.
Yay.
Damage doing the deed. What happened to you?
Yeah, so actually it was my cousin and her boyfriend. They were getting a little frisky in the bedroom and used a daddy parts pump.
Oh.
And, you know, just for a little fun time.
The pump. The pump.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they
actually
ended up getting stuck together. Wait a second.
Oh. How did...
They couldn't separate, so they had to go into the hospital together?
Yes.
Did a duck waddle together?
They had to get an ambulance called in.
No.
Apparently this has happened a few times.
So the paramedics were like, yeah, no, we got this.
Yes. So it's like that physics?
They had to do something with ice, and I think they gave him her husband some sort of shot.
To, like, calm everything down?
Into the pump?
No, 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 no. Like, they couldn't because that part was, yeah.
That's
interesting.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, it was very strange, and we talk about it every Christmas.
Oh, that's perfect. How do they do in the three-legged race?
They're really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Monica?
Yeah.
Damage doing the deed.
So my hubby and I were trying to get it on in the shower, and I don't know what happened, how I pulled the curtain and, you know, the rod that holds up the curtain.
Yeah.
Well, it came down and it got me right when my glasses would go over my nose and it busted my nose. I ended up having to get 3 stitches on top of my nose. And meanwhile, everybody at the hospital are like, are you sure he didn't hurt you? Are you sure? You know?
I wanted him to, but I did this to myself, actually.
I pay extra for this.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Thank you for the call, Monica. Amber.
Yay.
Damage doing the deed. What happened to you?
Well, so my husband ate some hot Cheetos, and then we did our deed, but that hot Cheeto dust transferred to me, and then it was very painful.
Is it really? I don't think the hot Cheetos are that hot. I think I could rub my junk in it.
Wait,
really?
Why don't you give that a try?
I will. What are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Thank you for the call. We got our first name change, voice change.
Ooh.
Candy?
Yay.
Damage doing the deed.
Yeah, my husband managed to knock my IUD loose.
What? Ow!
That's impressive.
It is.
It is.
All I'll say is I'm a happy girl.
He knocked it in. You get pregnant. You got pregnant.
No, I did not, thank God. But my doctor said we definitely could have.
Ooh.
I bet you he's telling that story more often than you are. Yeah. I would be.
I would
too. I'd be. That's on my resume. Thank you for the call, Candy. For real? I mean, it's back there, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
far back. Debbie?
Yes.
Damage doing the deed. What happened to you?
Guys.
Yeah. Hi.
What happened to me was we were having a little bit too much fun on a waterbed, and it was motionless. And the big, huge headboard came crashing in, which knocked down the whole entire waterbed, broke all my ribs, and all the water in the bed gushed.
Holy crap.
Jeez, we're getting after
it. Yes. For a long time. My ribs, they still stick out, and that was years ago.
Oh, whoa. That's, yeah.
I love these. Thank you, Debbie, for sharing. Emily.
Hello.
Hello. Damage doing the deed. Hi. What happened to you?
Okay, so I was with a guy a few years ago, and he ended up having a happy ending that involved my mouth, I guess.
Okay.
I ended up coughing, came out my nose, and then a couple days later, I got diagnosed with a sinus infection.
Holy sweet, it came out your nose.
That's awful.
Okay. I don't
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
That did you explain to the doctor how you got the sinus infection or no? You're just like, nah, it's swimmer's ear or something.
No.
Thank you, Emily. April.
Yay.
Damage doing the deed. What happened to you?
Okay, so had a hysterectomy about 8 years ago. Going through the healing process, I was told that I was allowed to do the deed again. And I was, my husband tore open the incision and my intestines were perforated and I ended up getting rushed to the emergency room and taken into emergency surgery.
What the?
Oh my gosh.
Your intestines were like falling out through your.
Yes.
Dang.
That's
some foreplay.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So we're all in a tizzy right now about this revelation that came out about The Office.
Yeah.
If they had done this.
You would have stopped watching.
I did.
Yeah, not Our Office.
The TV show.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What happened?
I did stop watching. I went back. Like I jumped after, once they killed Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was on there temporarily after Steve Carell. And then
Before Spader.
Okay. And then they put Andy in there. And I was like, oh, God, it was just so many lean years there in the middle. But then when you go back and get a running start at it, and like if you're binging, you can kind of glide through the crap. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like if you're watching it week to week, it's like you stopped looking forward to Thursday nights and you're like, this is just, it's so bad. James Spader was just terrible. But if you just binged the five seasons before, it's more tolerable because you know you're going to get through it.
There are other shows you could just watch instead.
But it's just, but then it all comes to fruition in the end, and it's you got to get to that last episode.
But so you said it was when Jim went to start his own company that this was supposed to happen?
I don't think they say exactly, but the revelation that came out is the writers, including the dude who plays Toby. I didn't realize he was a producer.
Yeah. BJ Novak is his
name. I just thought it was him.
And Mindy Kaling wrote a lot.
Yes.
I knew it was Ryan and Kelly.
Yeah.
But I had no idea Toby was involved.
Yeah. Right?
He wrote himself that terrible role.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the most hated dude on The Office.
Yep.
And you're like, you're the boss, and
it's
you made
because
yourself.
Because I hate him.
I guess. But they were trying to make Jim cheat on Pam.
Yeah. In fact, that one writer was such a cheerleader, and he was, I'm going to get my
way. But it was Toby who also.
He had a crush on Pam.
On the show.
His character did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit muddy, the way everything happened. So they wrote it. And Jim or John Krasinski said
he put his foot. He said the only
I won't
time,
shoot it.
Yeah, the only time he really put his foot down.
But you could feel if you've gotten through those terrible years, their relationship was bad.
Rocky because they were
together.
Yeah,
but he started his own sports company and didn't really tell her and was like doing all this stuff and
shady.
And she just felt like betrayed. And I think they were going to do it right then and have them bounce back. They would not have bounced back.
That teapot scene would not have happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's true. When he had all those things, like the, and he wrote something.
A real note.
Did you know that? They never read it on the air, but her reaction when she opens that teapot,
it's genuine.
Oh my God. Did you think they ever slept together?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
And you know what? I think I see Pam cheating on Jim as opposed to Jim cheating on Pam.
Well, she already kind of cheated on Roy.
Yes, yeah. That's why.
And kind of on Jim.
That's
with
why.
With the cameraman.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Did she?
It got real muddy. Remember, he was going through the divorce and they like had this really intimate relationship. But yeah, I'm not a fan of Pam.
You're not?
No, I don't get it. I don't. Jim supported her during her dream. Then he wants to have a dream. She's not there for him.
Good point.
Yeah. She did. Even when Michael's finally happy dating someone, it's her mom. So she can't stand it. Like, grow up.
Oh, my God. Wow. You've got emotions about this.
She's a selfish bastard.
Yeah. You nailed it. She kind of cheated on Roy, but that gets overlooked because he was a bad guy or something.
Right.
But he still worked. It was still her fiance.
Do you know what's really shocking to me? I had no idea you were into The Office. I knew Aaron I could count on to talk. You watched it all then?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, I used to watch it in college with my roommate.
Did you see that coming? Not from T-Hack.
No.
I'm going to have to go back and figure out when she was doing the cameraman thing. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
he was going to sleep with some other receptionist was the point.
But yeah. Didn't they have some episode where he's like in a hotel somewhere? And some woman keeps coming to the hotel, to Jim's hotel room. Remember
that?
Who
was that?
And she's definitely making the move, but he doesn't
go for it. That must have been it.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about he was on a trip and the girl, he was supposed to sleep with her and it didn't happen. They ended up like getting in bed together, I think.
It was
like laying down in bed in the hotel room.
Him and Angela.
It wasn't Angela.
No.
So if you have issues with Pam, who would you sleep with on The Office?
I don't know. The Michael's boss.
Jan?
Yeah, Jan. I'd go Jan.
Yeah. She shops at Nordstrom.
She also shops at Ann Taylor.
That's true.
Because Dwight had pointed that out after his weird night. I would definitely sleep with the one that got away from Jim. What was her name?
Oh, the blonde?
No. First off, I sleep with Amy Adams, the purse girl.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
For sure. But then the one who ended
Karen.
Up being...
Karen. Rashida Jones.
Karen Filippelli.
Is it Rashida? Is that who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
Yeah, okay.
Your parents must have been in the military. Or your dad must
We're
have
sorry
been
we just geeked out on The Office, know, but right? Honest to God... John Krasinski saved the entire series.
He did. He put his foot down. He protected his character.
Because he said the audience would never, mm-hmm. ever come back if
they
had done
that.
And
I don't think they would have either.
But if Pam cheated, T.A.C. could be like, I'm in!
I expect it.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a guy who was out walking his dog, and both of them got assaulted in different ways.
I don't know if I want to hear
about
it.
You're not going to like this story at all, sir.
My story, Slack, you remember the 80s McGruff the crime dog and his catchphrase, take a bite out of crime?
Ouch. Yes.
Well, sometimes crime will take a bite out of you.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Louisiana. Yep. A bunch of women were brawling outside of a bar in Louisiana, and the cops had to break it up. One of the women, she's a 36-year-old named Michelle Smith. When one of the cops stepped in to fight, to stop the fight, she latched onto him and bit his ear off.
Oh, my!
According to police, she bit a, quote, large portion of his right ear completely off. Then she fled the scene.
The ear in her mouth?
That I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Last they heard, they were still looking for her. They issued a warrant for her arrest, planned to charge her with some battery. Cop was taken to a hospital. Not clear if doctors were able to sew the ear back on or not, but yeah. Took a bite right out of
that is McGruff.
That arm.
Take a bite out of crime. Right. Oh, God. Yeah. My story, fortunately for both of us, out of Florida.
We got a winner.
A 33-year-old dude named John Miller was observed. Man was out walking his dog when John Miller came up to said cute little puppy dog and began...
What?
Trying to relate with the dog.
Get out of town.
Dog's owner ran up to him and was like, "What? Why?
Yeah.
Might I ask why you're, you know, pop, pop? Any chance you can explain why you're humping my dog?
Dang.
So that dude didn't like being questioned about the dog humping.
Here we go.
So he got up and beat up John Miller.
What the?
So both the dog and the owner were assaulted that day. Fortunately, somebody saw the whole thing, called the police, and the man has been arrested.
Holy
Apparently, he's super confused, though, because he said, I thought it was hump day. Because... Guess what day it is! You shouldn't ask me, because it's...
Because it's... Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.